Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Children of the Storm by Elizabeth Peters, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 2003 by MPM Manor Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. The author opens with the following quotation and note to the reader. The day of the Children of the Storm. Very dangerous. Do not go on the water this day. Excerpt from an ancient Egyptian horoscope. The editor has been reminded that this present volume is the 15th of Mrs. Amelia P. Emerson's journals to appear in print. When she was first asked to prepare them for publication, she knew it would be a formidable undertaking, and so it has proved. The discovery of additional Emerson papers, including a somewhat spasmodic diary kept by her son, Manuscript H, complicated the task even more. There are gaps in the record, since some of the journals are missing. Nevertheless, it is an amazing family saga, encompassing 3 generations, a world war, and 35 years of turbulent history. It began with the first trip to Egypt of Amelia Peabody, as she then was, in 1884. She was accompanied by a young companion, Evelyn Barton Forbes, who, like Amelia, found a career and true love in the land of the Pharaohs. They married brothers. Amelia, accepting the hand of the distinguished archaeologist Radcliffe Emerson, and Evelyn that of his younger brother Walter. Amelia's love of Egypt almost equaled her love for her hot-tempered, but extremely handsome, husband. She joined him in his annual excavations, which, except for a few brief hiatuses, continued for the entire 35 years. Inevitably, as Amelia might say, a second generation of Emersons ensued. Walter Emerson and his wife retired to her family estate in Yorkshire, where he could pursue his study of ancient languages. They became parents of 6 children, one of whom perished in infancy, Radcliffe Jr., Margaret, Amelia Jr., who insisted on being addressed as Leah to avoid confusion with her aunt, and twin boys, Johnny and Willie. Johnny died in France, serving his country during the First World War. For reasons Mrs. Emerson declines to discuss, as is certainly her right, the elder Emersons had only one child, a boy named Walter Peabody Emerson. He is better known by his nickname of Ramses, given him by his father because he was swarthy as an Egyptian and arrogant as a pharaoh. His mother would have said, and indeed often did say, that one like Ramses was quite enough for any woman. Precocious, prolix, and pedantic, he barely survived a number of hair-raising adventures, but he finally developed into a young man with all the qualities a mother could wish. Further additions to both families came through adoption and or marriage. On a trip to an unknown oasis in the western desert, Amelia and Emerson, who prefers to be addressed by his last name, discovered a young English girl, Nefret Forth, and brought her back to England as their ward. Ramses and Nefret were raised as brother and sister, and it took Nefret some time to realise that her feelings for him were considerably warmer than that of a sibling. Ramses was a lot quicker to catch on. After a considerable amount of misunderstanding, heartbreak, and frustration, particularly for Ramses, they were married and, as we will see in the present volume, produced the 3rd generation of Emersons. The other adopted child was David Todros, a talented young Egyptian artist who was working in semi-slavery for a forger of antiquities when the elder Emersons found and freed him. The grandson of their Egyptian rais, or foreman, Abdullah, of whom more hereafter, he became Ramses' blood brother and eventually his cousin by marriage when David wed Leah Emerson. Leah and David also produced a 3rd generation, a girl named after Evelyn Emerson and a boy named for his great-grandfather, Abdullah. The Emersons had very little to do with Amelia's Peabody kin, an unattractive lot who produced one of the nastiest villains they ever encountered. The only good thing Percy ever did was produce a child, little Senya, who was adopted by the Emersons and became very dear to them. However, Amelia considered herself to have a second family in a group of Egyptians who were the blood relations of their rais Abdullah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?